We're about to commence the third and fourth Mishnayos Erechin. And unfortunately, on this day, the soldiers of the IDF will be commencing an action in Gaza against Hamas. And we pray that they be victorious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them and give them Yitzchak, give them a victory and protect them from all harm. Protect all the people of Israel, all the Jewish people from harm wherever they are. Mishnah follows the same pattern of there no less and no more. In Porsin Miestrim Yachas Tekiya B'Mikdash, some Girsos have Tekiyos, below Mosifin Al Arboim Mishmona, and we don't have more than 48. We have no less than 21 and no more than 48 in a regular weekday. The Tekiyos were done with the Chatzos Ros that are mentioned in Parshas Bahaloscha, that Moshe was commanded to make two Chatzos Ros, and they blew as such. When the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were open in the morning, they blew three blasts, Tekiya Tshuva Tekiya. Those were three. Then by the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, there are additional nine, as I'll explain, and the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim, additional nine. The Torah says that when an ol is brought, shlamim are brought, this is Parsha Shlach Lecha, the Torah says, that the ola is brought what's called minchas nesachim. That was a meal offering, a flour offering, along with a wine offering. Flour and oil and the wine offering. The concept of wine, in shir ela b'yayin, that song is precipitated by yayin. So when they brought, after the Tormit Shel Shachar, and after the Tormit Shel Bein Rabbayim, they brought the minchas nesachim, they sang, the Levim sang a kapitel tehillim, and they divided this kapitel into three parts, this chapter into three parts, and for each part they blew the kia, tshuva tekiya. So that's three times times three, that's nine, and nine by the morning shachar, and by tamid, and nine by the morning tamid, and nine by the evening tamid, nine plus nine, and the three from the morning when the gates were open is 18. That's on a regular day. And the Mishnah says no more than 48, and the Forshim point out that it's nearly not so. There is more than 48. When Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos, there were a lot of tekiyas. When they brought the Korban Pesach, there were additional 27. They brought in three groups, and each group was relevant to three readings of Hallel. Each reading of Hallel had one blast. So three times three is nine, times three groups is 27. So there were additional 27. It came out to a lot more than 48. But since Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos is not a common occurrence, so the Mishnah doesn't speak about it. So it's just a regular 48, and that comes out during the holiday of Sukkot as follows. You have in Sukkot, you have again the original 21, plus you have a Korban Musaf. The animals of the Korban Musaf are Olo, so they get also Minchas Nesachim, and an additional 9 for the Musafim. So you have 21 plus 9 is 30. Then during the holiday of Sukkot, we have additional Nisachim called Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim. And I think there are arguments about when it was brought. I think the concurrence is that they brought after the Musafim, the Nisuch HaMayim. And with the Nisuch HaMayim, there were an additional 12 blasts. The 12 blasts occurred when they went forth from the upper gate of the Beis HaMikdash. They blew three times, and then they blew another three times as they drew the water, and another three times as they came in through the Shor HaMayim to Menasek the water. Then an additional three blasts, that's another 12. So that's 30 plus 12, 42. Additional three blasts were blown when they were Zokef, the Aravas, Meneg Neviim, when they raised up the Aravas by the Mizbeach, which they did during Chol HaMoed Sukkot. And so that was 12. 30 from the Tamidim and the Musafim, and Musafim, that's 30, plus an additional 12 from the Nisuch HaMayim and the Zekifus HaRavus, that brings us to 42. Then, if it's an Erev Shabbos, they blew an additional 6 blasts. 3, about a half hour, 40 minutes before Shkia, to stop people from working. About 40 minutes or so before Shkia, to stop people from working. And then, shortly before Shabbos, 20 minutes or so, 18 minutes, they would again blow an additional blast, maybe even closer. They would blow again to stop people from doing any type of malacha, to tell people that Shabbos was coming in now, they have to stop all the malacha. The first group of 3 were to get them out of the fields, get them home, and the second was to stop people from doing malacha in their houses altogether. So that brings you to 48 during Erev Shabbos, Chol Hamoed Sukkos. In posting Mishnei Nivli, with your lutes or harps, below Masifa Malshisha, the Mefarshim say that they had a Mesorah that less than 2 or more than 6 don't produce the best sound, that the best sound becomes between 2 and 6. In posin Mishnei Chalilim, Chalilim are flutes, hollow wood pieces, below Mosifim Al Shnei Maser, and no more than 12. Some say that the 12 relates to the 12 days on which they would be makir with the cholil lifnei hamizbeach, as we'll see in a moment. Obishnei Maser Yom, on 12 days of the year, they would. Here they say knocking doesn't really mean the knock with the cholil, but it means the movement. The cholil is a wind instrument with holes in it. It's a flute. So it hit tapping the hands as they're blowing. Tapping their hands on the holes of the flute makes the sound of a wind instrument, and that's called makir b'cholil, hitting the openings of the cholil before the mizbeach. B'shchitas Pesach, when they slaughtered the korban Pesach, Rishon is one of the 12 days, or b'shchitas Pesach Sheni, they blew cholil in front of the mizbeach. The makir b'cholil means blowing the and making a musical sound with their fingers. So the Pesach Rishon on the 14th of Nisan, Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar, Shchitas Pesach Sheni, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the 15th of Nisan, U'B'yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and the holiday of Shavuos, which is referred by Chazal as Atzeres because it's sort of the ending of the Pesach period, this relationship between Pesach and Shavuos. U'b'shmoni yimei achag, the 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. Now, they didn't blow all 7 days of Pesach, because it wasn't chilu korbanos, a difference in korbanos on the other days of Pesach. They brought the same musaf every single day, but on during Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, the musafim were different. During Chol Hamoed Sukkos, there was one par less each day, and on Shmini Atzeres, there was one par, one aisle, and Shiva Kavasim. Whereas the other days there were 2 elim and 14 kvasim. Shmoni yimei achag. V'lo yamaka bi'ibuv shel nechoshes. Ibuv is the same as a cholil, a round hollow instrument, but it couldn't be metal, it had to be wood. Ela bi'ibuv shel kon, it had to be made of reed. M'nei shekol orev, because it had a sweeter type of sound. V'lo yamachlik ela bi'ibuv bi'ilav yochid. And they would make music only with a machlik. The Rav explains, when they would reach the end of the piece that they were playing, there would be one cholil that would be marich, that would blow a little bit longer than the others, and that's called machlik. Machlik means ending a piece, and when they ended a piece, only one of the cholilim, only one cholil would blow. B'meishu machlik yofa, because that's a beautiful way to end a song. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. V'yadli ha'kohenim hoyu, divrei Rabbi Meir. that the people who blew these instruments were the avodim, the servants of Kohanim, non-Jewish servants, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Meir, Mishpochus Beis HaBegorim Ubeis Sefirio Me'amo Hoyu Mesim L'Kohuna. These were places, no, they weren't, they couldn't be servants. Fakert, on the contrary, these were places where they had very high-bred Levim, and they were so choshev, so miyucha, so, you know, of such good pedigree, that they would marry off, they could marry off the daughters to Kohanim. They were very, very, and they only let, for instance, the Me'um was known for a place that they only allowed pedigreed people to live there. So they married off their daughters to Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer Levim Hoyu, that these towns consisted of Levim, and they were miuchasim, but again the notion being if and they sang for the they came from these towns, they sang for the in the they played, I'm sorry, instruments. Levim, of course, did the regular Levim did the singing in the Beis HaMikdash. These Levim did the playing from these pedigreed Levim did the playing, and the notion being that if, from the Duchen where they played, we can assume that they could give Meiser to them. Give Meiser to them and even permit them to marry into families of Kohanim. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet.